This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Dear Matt's on the bench, trouble's near, Trump is here, and I can't go back to living with ease. Big problems seem like a cinch, so I can't go back to season my cheese. They may sound smart, but they're not, but they'll give it everything that they've got. Whoa-oh-oh, you need some help, you're on your knees, but they don't know much, they're no Socrates. You're down on your luck, but don't kill yourself in a Starbucks. So what can you do? Sit on down and listen to If I Were You. If I Were You, If I Were You, If I Were You, the show starts when?
Now.
Wow, Luke Knutson. What do you think, Jay Moore?
Is that Knudsen?
It looks like
I think
Knudsen.
It's the first time I've ever thought, that's a perfect use of a triangle.
He did use the triangle and a little bit of xylophone, I think. A lot of, like, dings.
And a uke.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Jake, though.
Yeah, Jake, what do you think?
I didn't notice the triangle, but now that you brought it up, I really like it.
Let's play it again.
Isolate the triangle track.
Oh, my gosh. Two men trampled running for the same punchline. You got there before I did.
Luke Knutson. It looks like Knutson, but it's not. His name, SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/lknoodles. So thanks, Luke, for writing that in. We appreciate it. And thanks to Jay for coming by.
Yeah, don't kill yourself in a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Everybody knows your name. Jokes, right? Oh my God, Heather killed herself.
Oh, that'd be cool. And then like the what goes on your tombstone. It's how they misspelled your name.
Oh, that's really good. We were reading tweets earlier. I think that could work.
Really?
Yeah,
is it Twitter?
Because you haven't tweeted in so long.
Yeah. I'm looking for the perfect joke to break the silence.
To come back.
Yeah.
I think Stephen Wright has them all.
Yeah. You can always just retweet him. You tweeting? Jay Moore?
Yeah, Jay Moore 37, Instagram and Twitter, and Facebook's legit, but it's my assistant does it.
Yeah.
Like,
mine too.
That must be
Jake.
Nice. Yeah.
You know
Jake,
what that
Jake
means?
Jake writes all my tweets.
Jake does it all?
I did the Durant thing.
When you see a Facebook post of mine, it's tickets are slow, let's go.
Yeah.
They don't say fuck me stepdaddy. Why do they even say that in the porn sites? Fuck stepdad and stepdaughter.
There's a lot of step stuff.
I don't
like the step stuff.
Well, you just got to sift through the weeds and get to, you know, step there so it's not against the law, I guess.
Yeah. We won't get into my porn.
What's your favorite category? What do you gravitate towards? Hold on, let me loosen my bones.
I don't like this unbroken eye contact while you ask.
I'm very present.
I like the step stuff, but I don't like the dialogue about the step stuff.
They lose it pretty quickly usually. It's like one like, oh my God, it's so big step daddy. Yeah,
but and then everyone's like, all right, like, that's while enough. They're but like when they're fucking, they'll be like, oh, like I like yeah, fuck your sister or fuck your mom or something. And I'm like, I don't want to hear that. So I need
but
to.
We weren't talking about sisters and moms just
yeah,
now.
We're talking about stepsisters.
They'll drop the step and just say daddy and mommy.
Yeah, that's the good part.
Yes. Step is how they get you in. And right. Then once you're there.
Step is like, well, I don't feel guilty starting. But then once they start fucking, they just drop all the steps.
I feel guilty that I wasted 20 minutes punching my clown to some fucking stepdad. Who cares? You're not even related.
Yeah.
What's so hot about.
I need other audio playing over the step audio.
Yeah.
And what's your. Is there, Amir?
I'm pretty traditional, you know, threesome.
any
presentation.
Probably traditional. Yeah. Cuckold, glory old, gang bang.
Missionary, two married, one married couple enjoying a night in
Missionary
Saturday.
Is my thing. Like, I dig it.
Yeah.
Like, guys doing, like, I can't do it any other way.
Yeah, the goat.
I can't finish any
other
way.
The OG.
Yeah. Yeah, I need the symmetry.
It is a weird name for the original position, missionary. It sounds so special.
But why? Everybody's bald from, like, the eyes down. Like, when did that memo go out that every woman was just like, ah, we're all babies? Like, what happened to pubic hair? Like, I don't need, like, some giant fucking Pam Grier bush where...
Isn't that a specific porn thing now? That
bush?
You can specify the amount of pubic hair that you want.
That's how far it's gone into the crazy direction where you have to type in hairy to just have, like, a triangle
to be normal.
like a landing strip or something. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Well, let me hijack your show. Do your thing.
No, you're right. You're right.
But I like the triangle. You're right.
This is If I Were You. Thanks for bringing us back to what we're supposed to be doing, which is answering people's questions, advice. People are seeking our guidance, our wisdom. Sometimes it's just me and Jake. Sometimes Jay Moore is here trying to answer as many questions with us as possible.
One time Jay Moore is here.
Yeah, this one time that Jay Moore is here.
What happened?
Is it okay that I keep saying Jay Moore instead of just Jay? Jay's here, Jay Moore is here.
No, Mr. Moore. You want it? It's like an old radio thing. You did a lot of radio in college?
No, zero radio.
Uh-huh. You do seem like a kind of guy that would have an unpopular radio show in college.
Oh, yeah, that I did out of my dorm room.
Red hot.
Yeah.
Radio show up at SUNY Purchase, like, hey, everybody. Yeah.
That's right.
Here's Deftones again coming at you.
The mighty, mighty Boss Tones.
So here's a question from a real person. We just need to give him a fake name just so we can preserve.
By the way, I'm not, it all tracks with me, by the way. It's all very linear. It's just a lot of tricky
deviations.
Radio, you have to keep saying the person's name in case they just tuned in.
Like the station ID stuff.
So yeah. You're like, Dwight Howard joining us. Dwight.
That's right. And then,
otherwise,
like,
you're like,
ESPN,
who the fuck's
blah,
you
blah,
talking
blah.
To?
Got it. But with podcasts, they listen all the way through. We didn't say your name once.
In theory.
Yeah. That's the goal, at least.
Some people are just skipping to the middle and trying to guess who we're talking to.
Anyway, Jay Moore.
We'll be in the title, too.
Do you have a fake guy's name? It could be any name you want. Somebody from your past. Somebody completely made up.
My go-to is James Barone.
I like that.
Or Joe Barroso. And it's my dog, Pirate.
James Barone writes.
Yeah.
All right.
I've noticed when in public bathrooms that my post-urination ritual is longer than most men's. I give it a few shakes, but then I have to do this gentle maneuver where I kind of squeeze and slide from base to tip. I have to do that 3 to 4 times to ensure I don't get any last lingering drops, or else they'll eventually make their way out and get on my undies. Is this normal? What's the average/acceptable time to do my post-pee procedure? Day oneer. Love you guys.
A nanosecond.
James, are you quick?
It's
over and you're out. Instant.
Is this guy 90?
This guy is 94, yeah.
94?
Yeah, 94.
That's why I said he was a day one listener.
My immediate, if he really wants a solution, I would just say get circumcised.
What? Oh, you think that's
Do you think it has to do with his foreskin?
Of course, he has a sheath. He has to, like... I feel like I'm only talking like Norm to you.
Sheath?
Even, of course, has a sheath. You know? Guy's got a, you know... Sheath his weapon, you know, and then, oh, I better keep it clean. So, that's a long routine. Huh?
Long post-pee routine. Well, a lot of people are scared of the... I'm not afraid of a few drops getting out after I'm done. I think that's what the underwear is for.
Also, that's what drinking a lot of water is for, so you don't have bright yellow dots because you're, dying.
Oh, yeah. So,
you should have no color.
If you drink enough water, it'll be colorless drops.
Yeah.
And odorless.
So, as Amir knows, I have an overactive bladder. I have to pee almost all the time.
You're urinating right now.
Yes, I'm peeing. But I read in some magazine that if you, like, squeeze the base of your, your dick up against the top of your dick... it like drains everything out.
Oh, it's almost like squeezing a straw out.
Yeah,
with the honey and stuff.
So I think I might do this. Like as weird as this procedure sounds, I think I do it, but I do it only once.
The base, and then you sort of wring
like,
it out.
I'll flick the drip. Flick the drip.
Everyone flicks the drip.
But then I squeeze real hard to see if there's any piss in there.
And then a finishing seal, which is like squeezing toothpaste out of a tube, so you'll start rolling it up from tip to base.
And as you know, I pee backwards with my dick through my legs.
That's right.
Amir, when you say that way you squeeze all the honey out, are you talking about his dick?
We're just talking about masturbation.
Oh, yeah. You get that good...
Watching step videos.
That white honey.
That is a fuvula. Yeah.
White honey.
Why do you have, is your bladder, is it nervousness?
Yeah, I think it is nervousness. Because, like, I pinch off before I'm actually done peeing.
But you have to pee a lot.
Yeah, like, I'll pee and then I'll go back my desk and then I'll be like, oh, I have to pee.
Especially at bedtime.
Yes, bedtime.
Yeah. Did you wet the bed as a kid? Don't act like you don't remember.
I don't think I did. I didn't wet the bed as a kid. I did. I think like the normal amount.
From the top of the dresser? Or?
Yeah. From the doorway.
Just I wet the bed as a kid, and then it wasn't until about 8 years. Everything's 8 years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
Where I actually got a sonogram on my bladder, and 30% didn't come out.
30%.
What? For some reason. I was born premature, so there's like weird little hiccups in your body.
Sorry, 30% of the urine doesn't come out when you pee, or 30% of the bladder wasn't formed when you say 30%?
30% of my urine didn't, maybe 20% didn't come out all the way, so there's still like a little sensation.
Yeah.
So I tied the sensation to like, oh my God, I'm going to wet the bed, even like into my 30s. Now, like, I got to pee like a cow on a flat rock. And I'm like, fuck it, man. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I fall asleep. That's when I sleep.
Holy shit.
And then I'll just wake up and I'll hold it, and then I'll forget about it. And then when I have to pee, it's like, oh my God, I have to go right now. Like, all women are like, no, I got to go right now.
That started happening to me. All my pee problems have like been later in my life. And now I'll get like a pee attack where I'll be driving and everything is fine. I'm like, oh, I have to pee a little bit. I'll look for a gas station. And then like 10 seconds after that, I'm like pulling over on the side of the road, peeing into a cup or
something. You're like Calvin on a bumper sticker. Just full rainbow.
Right on top of that Chevy fucking bow tie.
Yeah.
Or on like a family member that's died. Or the Mexican family where there's always a L-U-Z, a person named L-U-Z in there. Luz.
Actually, speaking of funerals, we have a funeral-related question. So this is a great segue.
I want to go back because I am an actual intuitive and an actual life coach.
Okay.
Yours, I see you, bro. Whenever you're still, it's when you get that angst. Like when you just said, you drive the car and you're like, everything's fine. So your bladder goes, no, it ain't. You got to get up and do something.
Whoa.
Because when you're still, like some people in relationships, when things are going really well, that's when they throw a monkey wrench in.
They need the drama.
They're used to the chaos because that's what they were raised in.
Right. I want to have an activity, a mission.
So spatial relations in your home as a kid, the rules changed all the time as a kid.
That's for me? True.
Yes,
that
for
is
you.
True. I have five siblings.
Like, where do I stand? Like, let's, and the rules, like, look at him jumping on the couch. Get off the goddamn couch. And like, standing in this part of the kitchen was like the safe place when somebody's cooking. And then it's like, you cannot stand here when I'm cooking. So it always moves. So when things are still, you're very uncomfortable because it's like liminal space and time for you.
That's fucking crazy correct.
I don't say it unless I'm right. More stories, 3737, if you got some problems.
That's, yeah.
My can't God, afford me, crazy. So you might as well get in on the cheap.
Let's do another podcast where I just get fucking therapy from Jay Moore for a little bit.
You got nothing to worry about, man. You're good to go. You ever bowl?
Yeah.
You ever roll a gutter ball, right?
All the time.
And you lean your body all the way over like, nah, that's worry.
Yeah.
That's worry.
Oh,
you're
shit.
You're all crooked and doesn't do anything. So you just got to figure out a way to just let that go. Like it's.
Are you like an amateur psychologist there?
I'm an intuitive, and I do, you know, I get hired by some CEOs once in a while to like give them new. I don't like the words life coach because it's kind of weird.
Right.
I coach wrestling too.
Wow,
so
really?
So like people go like transformative coaching. I'm like, well, no, I'm the one that was transformed. Not the. If you're not transforming the kid, then you shouldn't be coaching at all. Like, your job. Oh, a kid comes out to play football. He's a wide receiver. He doesn't know anything. You teach him routes. You've transformed his fucking life.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, no, I do it well.
So can you teach Jake how to catch a football, too?
Come on, son.
Grab a
play
pad.
The triangle, isolated triangle here for our after-school special.
Toss
but
you
no, like, I if I could figure out a way to monetize it without getting sick out of my mouth.
Well, do you like psychoanalyzing people? This is like a new.
I just feel it's helpful. Like it's. I just see like basic math. Like this poor guy's driving around. Like what if I have to pee? Like you're gonna have to pee. So just pee in a Gatorade bottle or something.
That's exactly what I do, sir.
Just real good. And Starbucks cups. In case you're wondering, a venti Starbucks cup. How many times can you pee in it before the bottom gives out? The answer is 4.
The bottom gives out.
Yeah, and I was on my way to my first mediation after my first divorce, and that was the only day I've ever worn black jeans in my life. And the bottom went out, and I was covered. I had pee-pee pants as I wrote somebody a check for 1.8. Just walking down the hallways, like I'm in SpongeBob, like squitch, squitch.
That is a good story. All right, I'll listen to your podcast.
And you're like fiercely independent.
Independent? That's cool to hear. Yeah, I guess I am independent. Though, you
it
mean...
It can't be done right unless you've done it. Like, not that you don't trust other people can do it right, but you're not, you don't leave anything to chance.
Right, like I'm meticulous in my details.
You have to say only yes or no, that way you don't think that you led me to the answer. Okay. Like there's no such thing as a psychic. They're just present, and they listen to everything you say, and they're like, hey, what's going on with five kids? And you're like, how do you know I had five kids in my family?
All right, it's because you accidentally said it like 8 minutes ago.
So did you like math? What was your favorite subject as a kid?
That's correct, math.
Yeah, because there's no ambiguity.
Yeah.
It's right or wrong. Because he liked, like, history, he could interpret English, he could bend the words up and, like, make them his own.
Yeah,
you guys can see these two guys' faces right now. You're fucking freaking out. I feel like I'm stoned.
This is like a weird dream I had. It's like, yeah, and Jay Moore was there, and he was psychoanalyzing me on a podcast. And
we just thought he was a dick. Turns out he's all right, and just fucking knows everything about us.
What is your podcast? It's just more stories.
Thanks for being a fan.
Yeah. Because I know More Stories was around years and years and years ago, even before podcast.
1890s,
right?
Yeah.
Wow. The first radio show. But you're still doing that, and then you had a sports show.
Back in the 40s. Come on out to the ballpark. Jay Moore with his newfangled podcast, More Stories. Watch a real-life black man play basketball. Jackie Robinson leads the entire major leagues with 14 home runs. More Stories. And I do comedy science, which is like when I don't have a guest, I just sit in a hotel room and I think what bit needs to be like looked at through the jeweler's loop.
Whoa.
So I've done like Fuck Tucker, Tucker Sucks by Carlin, Wino versus Dracula by Pryor, Eddie Murphy. The dog don't know his name, Eddie.
Is that how you write stand-up? Is that you perform stand-up and whatever sticks you...
I've never written stand-up in my life. I just say things that, like, happened to me, like stories that happened to me, like things that have actually happened, like renting a kayak with my son or the fact that my boys are both idiots or, you know, women. Like, when... Are you married? Nobody's married here.
No. I'm getting married in 3 weeks.
Like, when... So when you took out the ring, she was like, oh, my God, yes! And then 6 years into marriage, she's like, why were you in the bathroom so long?
Can't wait for that.
Like, I don't wipe my butt properly? I don't know.
All right, here's a dark question. Give me another guy's name. It could be anything.
Joe Barroso.
Joe Barroso.
JB.
My aunt passed away 5 months ago, and I'm in a family WhatsApp group that was made to let everyone know about the funeral and other things. The group is 17 people strong.
Sounds close.
I've never even been close to her or to that side of the family.
See, there you go.
The funeral has been and gone. Stories and memories have shared, and the chat is still going. Notifications daily for months. How can I leave this group without looking like a dick? I don't like these people. Sorry, I don't talk to these people, and I never see them, but they're technically still my family.
Well, you're only on WhatsApp for pussy, pussy pictures, or cock.
You're saying WhatsApp is a specific sex app versus like your text messages?
Why would you go to WhatsApp if you have text on your phone?
I use it expressly for pussy pictures.
There's things that are encrypted that you don't want in your iCloud in case they hack your stuff. You're like, oh, I did. That glory hole was a glory hole. That I would have.
You have like family that lives
overseas. Yeah,
like that's international.
Yeah, that's correct.
Chat.
That's the far, far distant fifth
less
reason.
Nefarious reason. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's what
your
actually
mom sends you pussy pictures as well.
Yeah, that's true. But this is a completely different thing.
I'm comfortable. Right
WhatsApp
now.
You're describing as like an adult Snapchat, where it's like messages that aren't necessarily associated with anything concrete.
Any videos I have, like I've taken of like me and a girl, it's like how fast can I get this on WhatsApp and delete it? So when I'm going like, see, look, on your takedowns, don't worry about her, you know. He doesn't have to leave. He just has to not answer.
Well, yeah, can't you turn the notifications off?
Yeah, but maybe he's using WhatsApp for other things.
Like he wants notifications.
But look, like there's people on my WhatsApp that you don't answer. Just don't answer. You don't have to leave WhatsApp.
Do you ever see that red notification thing and get stressed out that it's like up to 47?
That's why all my notifications are off, and that has become a real problem.
Yeah, because then you don't see the things
you want to
see. My dad's
like, I have been calling you.
You don't even have like the badge alert for your phone?
No.
Wow.
Because it never stops.
Yeah, I guess you're much busier.
I'm a big shot. Yeah. Well, the chicks, they're fucking going crazy, right? With their bush. So how does he leave the chat? Why are you looking at it?
Why is he even going to WhatsApp unless he has other things to do on WhatsApp?
He has other things to do.
So then don't look at that one. Turn off notifications.
Yeah.
Turn off notifications for that group. I think you can do that.
Yeah, look, you probably should.
Look at all these names of ladies. You think I'm going to talk to fucking Todd R?
That's your brother.
Teacher in Japan?
Do you rename them Todd R, or is that his actual name?
No, that's his name. He's my buddy.
All right, good man. Yeah, I think you can. I think you can change the notification without necessarily having to leave the group. Yeah, we get it.
Whoa,
we get it.
No, I want to go through Jay Moore's WhatsApp.
let's take a break. Thank some sponsors. Jake will go through Jay Moore's WhatsApp.
And why?
We'll be back on the other side of these
Japanese students learning
and advertisements after this.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite? Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
And we're back. You were on our favorite seasons of SNL.
Really?
Yeah, the 93, 94, 95. I was just looking up before you got here to see if you were on in any Matt Foley sketches, and you were.
Do you I like how you knew nothing about me but agreed to have me as a guest. And I love that you don't hide it, and I actually do love it. You're not a phony.
and you live in fear of being a phony, and you're never a phony. And
I thought I knew a lot. The stand-up reference earlier when I said I saw you do stand-up, and
but you couldn't remember the joke,
yeah.
Or the name of my podcast, why what I'm here to promote, or you know, August 11th, Saturday, August 11th, Melrose Improv, $20, me 90 minutes. That's it. I do 90 straight minutes.
That's great.
We I don't know if they're in a row, you know. maybe I take a little pit stop,
quick pee.
Yeah, you know, maybe Jake's there. We got to all pull the comedy club over, so you go pee in a bottle.
That's nice.
Of that kombucha.
That's.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying, do you remember literally being in those sketches, the Matt Foley?
Well, you know, it was in my best-selling book about Saturday Night Live called "Gasping for Airtime."
Wow.
You know, because I'm the only person that wrote a book about being actually that was there. but I'll send you a copy.
Please.
And we'll get a time machine.
Let's do it.
It was like being on LSD. Chris Farley's the most beautiful human being I ever met in my life. It was like feeling the sun on your back. He was, the 2 years I was on Saturday Night Live, he was sober. And first thing, he was really really handsome in real life. Like Nicholson, like he'd wear the, you know, I always love those dudes that have like the the prescribed sunglasses. But inside, they don't, like, oh, I don't have my other glasses, so I get to walk around my fucking blue-tinted cool Ray-Bans all day.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I had needy glasses just so I could pull that off. But he was just, like, a really handsome guy, and he was beautiful, like, just so gentle and sweet. And, yeah, I was in a couple motivational speaker sketches, but if you want to hear the greatest Farley story ever told, I'll put my name on that. Is me and Dave Attell shared an office. And if you want to make sure, like, nothing gets done, take two fucking club comics and just go, you guys do sketches. We're like, sure. Where are the pencils? But what now? Because everyone's for, like, typing in sketches and hitting a send this to be printed button. We just fucking handed it in. Like, dear pen pal letters. And Chris Farley comes in at, like, 2 a.m. There's no reason for him to be there because he doesn't have to write. He's Farley. He's a genius. And he goes, hey, what are you guys doing? And we both said, we'll pay you $100 to shit out the window. But we said at the same time, like creepy twins, like, come play with us, Danny.
Yeah,
at the exact same time, Dave Attell and I said, we'll give you $100 to shit out the window. And then we looked at each other and we looked back at Farley. He goes, give me the money first. And we were like, oh my God, it's on, like panicked. Like when he's downtown and he knows there's no fucking restroom that's going to have him, like no bathroom. You know what you say all the time? Well, then where do you pee? Because I'll go where you go. Where do you pee? And they're like, all right, they give you the fucking key and it's attached to a fucking Haitian guy.
That's
right. Like, just stay. It's okay, my friend. So we had to get $100 and including, it was $3 in coins. It was exactly $100. And he puts the paper money in his pocket and he lifted across my desk the far side end of it, and he picked it up. He was like Herculean. And like in a cartoon, Amir, the change slid down the desk, ding, 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 into his pocket. Like how you would make a cartoon, how you would do that. Like, zzz, ding, 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 100.
Yeah.
And he drops my desk, and he opens this giant, like, old-ass window at 30 Rock, and he crawls up on the ledge. The only thing inside the building is the tip of his nose.
Oh, my God.
His hands that are on his knees and his toes. It's the 17th floor.
He could have fallen out.
And that's making us laugh more. Like, when you laugh like you're on mushrooms, everyone listening's had that laugh where you actually have to stand up and leave the room or you'll die.
Yeah,
like, something's not right with my whole...
Start to hurt.
Nothing involuntary is involuntary. Like, heartbeat and fucking none of my organs. Like, you just got to go.
Yeah.
And we're dying. We're punching each other. We are literally punching each other's dicks. We're laughing so hard. We are literally punching each other's dicks. And it became obvious, right? And I say this on stage, so I don't want you to think I'm trying bits out on you, but it was obvious right away that Chris did not have to shit at all. He's purple with effort. The window is resting on the back of his neck and it's rattling from like from effort. And he's doing Farley. But, like, son of a, well, if I could just get a little bit out there, Davey and JJ, He's got a snot bubble, like that great, like the fucking Gary Oldman one and Sid and Nancy, where you're like, if I could do that, I'd get an Oscar too. Fuck. Oh, he didn't get the Oscar? Never mind. And after like 2 minutes, which I don't think is an exaggeration, if you've ever seen like one Fig Newton without the Newton, one,
like same size, same shape and color.
Taste.
And I'll guess, definitely taste. And we didn't step in it. I'll guess consistency. It felt like the snow through the window behind him. It fell from his ass into the office onto my fucking desk.
Dude, what?
He jumps off the ledge, wipes his ass with his hand.
Oh, my God.
Because there's no toilet paper. There's no paper because we're not writing.
Oh, my God.
Wipes his ass with his hand.
There's a box set of Otis Redding that Lauren got Dave Attell for his birthday. And we cut a – well, Attell cut a hole where Otis Redding's mouth goes and just kept lighting cigarettes like he was smoking. We were like a mush. We weren't well. So Farley wipes his ass with his hand and becomes like this shit hand zombie man. Like, like hands outstretched like Scooby-Doo ghoul.
Jesus Christ.
And big high goose step slow. And me and Attell, you've seen 30 Rock on TV. It's enormous. It's two blocks. You got to take, you can only photograph it by helicopter. We are just ass and elbows. And even though he's walking, he's always right behind us, like in a movie. And there's this one part of the hallway that goes to Lauren's office, and it gets narrower and narrower, and probably by design. And there's bookshelves, and you can only go single file. And I'm a year removed from wrestling in college, right? And Dave Attell passes me like he's on a fucking spaceship. He just goes right past me. I'm like, fuck that. And I should have conceded because my right shoulder hits the bookshelf. My shoulder comes out. And goes like your grandma taking off her bra at the table, like goes around my body. So, that's what it felt like. And like I used to say, I don't know if I got knocked out or not, but it's like a nap when you're like, I don't know if I napped or not. Like then you did, because you definitely know if you did not. I just remember looking up and that shit hand's coming out. He's like, God. And I got to think fast. And I go, fuck, it's the best acting I've ever done in my life. I go, fuck you. I'm fake crying, like tears are flying. I go, fuck you, Farley. Hey, I broke my fucking shoulder. I have to go to the hospital. And he just stood up and goes, really? And I just ran to the elevator and went home, and I went under the covers in my apartment, and I didn't come back in for like 2 days because of his really was so innocent and beautiful. Like he was really genuinely concerned that another person was injured. Like really? Like he was so sorry, but like the shit end, like I didn't know how to explain it if I saw him again. And then the weekend happened, I wasn't in any sketches, so I just skipped the show. And then I had panic attacks, so I stayed home anyway.
Oh no. Is that why you left SNL?
No, I really wasn't invited back.
Got it.
They do like, we'll give you a 2 week extension when they're supposed to, like they're supposed to let you know, let's say July 14th, and they go 2 week extension, you go, sure. And then that day rolls around, they go, we need another 2 week extension. And they ask for a third. And my agent at the time, Ruth Ann Secunda, goes, in my experience, if people need 3-4 extensions, they're really not sure if they want to work with you. And I went, oh, yeah. Man, fuck them. So then I did the Jeff Foxworthy show, and then I did Jerry Maguire.
Yes. Holy shit. It's funny that you were on, between like 93 and 96, you worked with Chris Farley and Tom Cruise. Would you say you're the only person who worked with both?
I'm really going to think about that.
Who else?
Tom does like those
acted against
cameos, like when he's like the agent.
Right, maybe Ben Stiller or
was
something.
Was that Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
So maybe one of those guys did. But they were both great dudes. Tom Cruise is a great guy, man. People make fun of that guy. That guy changed my life.
Really?
He did?
Oh, yeah. He was great.
Do you have a Tom Cruise story? Can we just, roll more stories?
But you asked me about the actual motivational speaker sketches.
Yeah.
That when you see the space shuttle re-entering and it's on fire, you're like, Jesus Christ, I'm watching a disaster. And then you hear the pilot go, we're going to rotate the limb. I don't know why there's a lunar module on a fucking space shuttle, but I don't know any of space talk. But click, 2, 5. It's like that, but inverse. Like your outside is the pilot voice.
Yeah. So
and your inside, you're like, he just mussed my hair, but I'm wearing a wig and it's sliding down my face. And he knows when the camera's not on him. So he goes, how about you, young fella? And he goes cross-eyed. And you're just cracking up.
Oh, so he's like trying to get you to break.
Absolutely. There's always something to address in air that's a surprise. Like we did one, Scared Straight, with Martin Lawrence.
That's the one we just watched this morning.
Yeah.
And when he comes out with all the sweat on the, I think they took part of dress rehearsal and part of air, because one part of the sketch is covered in sweat. That was live. So when he came out live,
That was the first time we had seen him drenched. His entrance, he was just soaking wet, like with a hose, like he was just sweating in jail, like from a rape or something. And he's like, hola, bitches.
Yeah.
And he makes that mistake live. He's supposed to say, sold seven bitches to the homie in the cornrows. And he goes, sold seven bitches to the homie in the horny row. Oops. And he looks into camera and goes, oops.
He says, oops.
Right into camera. And we had a gag worked out where, you know, we're all supposed to like break through the wall. When him and Martin Lawrence, or when he runs through the wall, we all run out to escape
right.
of the jail. And then we all were like, let's land on top of Chris so he can't get back in and say, live from New York. And there was, it was Tim Meadows, Rob Schneider, Adam Sandler, Farley, Spade, me. So at least five of us. And maybe like, I don't know if like Fred Wolf was in there hanging out or what, like maybe six, seven. And he picked us up like leaf bags. Like, he literally just lifted us like laundry. There was nothing you could do.
Wow.
Predator prey. We were prey, like, out of my way, showtime. Live from New York.
I didn't realize that was a cold open.
It might not have. He had to get back in to say something, because I just remember him lifting us like it was nothing. And I had panic attacks so bad, I just got prescribed Klonopin. And the pants they gave me for that sketch didn't have pockets. Like this little pocket above your right pocket in jeans, that's the Klonopin pocket.
Ah, I didn't know that.
That's like where you keep like a Xanax or something when you fly.
Right.
Knocked
and
out.
I was like, who the fuck gives a guy a pants with no pockets? Who? Jerry Seinfeld, wardrobe. Yeah. Who gives a guy pants with no pockets? Red pants. And I had to hold Klonopin in my hand, and I had sweaty hands because I didn't have pockets, and I had to like calibrate the space between my fingers where enough air got to those pills in case I needed them, but not so much that they roll out onto the floor on live TV, but then not so much that they get wet and disintegrate from my clammy hands. Like, that's what's going on in my mind. And holy I'm like, shit. I don't know what I'm saying on the cue card. I don't know what color I am, because there's a different colored marker per character.
Yeah.
I didn't have any lines. But I sat there for 4 minutes going, what the fuck color am I? And then he runs through the wall. And I'm like, oh, no lines. Okay, let's go. And we did one all in Spanish.
Yeah, the Yo Soy.
And that's the one where he went cross-eyed on me and made my wig slide down my head. And between dress and air, Lorne Michaels goes, and Jay, can we maybe not laugh during live television sketch? I was like, you got it.
As if you were the only one breaking.
You got it, buddy. That shit, that was exactly like being, if you've never done mushrooms, well, you've never been on SNL during a motivational speaker sketch, but that was like being on mushrooms. It was so... Like, who else is sharing what I'm sharing right now?
Right. There's only like five people on Earth.
Yeah.
Who have felt that.
Yeah. He was the most front man of any front man. Like, Jim Morrison, Cobain, like, they couldn't hold his fucking jock in a million years. I swear to God. I swear by all flowers, as E.E. Cummings would write. That was the absolute front man of all time. Like, I'm getting choked up talking about him. I wasn't friends with him. Like, we weren't friends. I just worked with him. But, like, that's the power, man.
I don't know how we recover from hearing that story.
Recover? You say that like...
No, like, what am I supposed to ask you another question?
You should probably do what you do.
Nah, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, it's just like, it's all meaningless after you hear a story.
I disagree.
What's that?
I disagree, man. These people, you know, these years, day one was the last email.
That's right.
Joe Barroso was like, day one.
Joe Barroso's the day one.
I don't know how to not answer fucking texts with people going to an aunt we don't even like or close with, his admission.
Yeah.
Remember that time we saw the side of her head when she was leaving church and we avoided her? Like, yeah, she was a great lady. Like, no, just.
It was so nice to not talk to her that day.
All right, here's a
Why'd
short.
Why'd you kill her? That's a better question. Just to get on Dateline?
Here's a short one just to end the show. And it kind of it bookends the pee question pretty well because it's about wiping your ass. Do you have a guy's name?
Me?
Yeah.
You want to do one?
I know you're the man.
Oddly, this is from Ricky Henderson.
Wow.
Really?
Or
what an honor.
He's still playing. Ricky Henderson writes, I'd like to know your opinion on what your POA is for cleanup on aisle ass. Do you stand or do you sit? One ply, two ply, computer paper? Do you go back to front or front to back? Do you just plug and twist like Fun Dip? John Ralph?
Twist.
Well, hold on. Let's start over. What's POA?
Yeah, I don't know that either.
POA is, I don't know.
Position of
poop
attack.
On arrival?
Yeah. It's some sort of like military.
Read that, like, do some weird, do like, read that as Forrest Whitaker or something.
I'm not, you're the impression guy. POA. I got nothing.
Yeah. Is, you just plug it like Fun Dip.
That's a really good Forrest Whitaker. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Ben uses flushable wipes. How do you feel about those? Anyway, love listening to your show. Happy wiping.
Who's Ben?
Our buddy Ben Schwartz uses flushable wipes.
You should use flushable wipes.
Is that what you use?
What? Well, in addition to, first of all, nobody knows what one-ply toilet paper even looks like.
I think we have some downstairs.
We have it at the office. It's awesome.
Yeah, because you guys do this from a fucking nap safety shoe instructional video. So they got to save money, I guess.
It's thin. It's thin.
The walls are thin. The floor is thin. But toilet paper's thin.
Your audience is males. Majority. I know you have females.
Yeah.
You know, 25 to 4, like the demographic you want.
Yeah.
This motherfucker is asking you if you go front to back or back to front. No, you go back to front. That way your balls have shit on them all day. Like, what are you talking about, Ricky? Yeah.
Well, this is
Ricky
one of the,
know how to wipe his ass.
This is one of the things that you never really learn.
I start my crack and I get to the tip of my dick.
Right.
That's how I wipe.
And nobody, that's why it takes me so long to shake off at the urinal because I get shit on my fingers.
Who teaches you? Who teaches you how to wipe your ass? It's not a thing that happens. People wipe your ass and then eventually
your
do it by
yourself. Your parents teach you how to wipe your ass. You just don't remember.
Being intuitive is also like being a code breaker. It was a very telling sentence right there.
Yeah, that nobody taught me how to wipe my ass.
You were left alone a lot.
Yeah.
You're left to your own, not, you know, just you were left to your own devices.
Either that or my mom still wipes my ass. So, like, I don't even know how she does it.
We're not jerking off anymore, though, so.
You ever use a bidet?
Yeah, I've used a bidet to jack off.
It's like getting fucked by Aquaman.
I have a bidet. My apartment in Malibu, there's like this, for some reason, there's a bidet. It's like, it's smaller than this room. There's not even a table in the apartment.
But there's a bidet.
In the toilet, there's this bidet. So I just cranked that shit up my asshole one day when I was jacking off. It was nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Come on over. I'm going to go there after this.
All right.
Caught a perch. I caught a perch this morning. Jake goes, what's a perch? I go, it's kind of bare.
And I believed until I saw a picture of a fish.
I know, I'm still confused as to whether or not that was a fish-shaped bear or the other way around.
I like the way your mind works.
How do you feel? Oh, so you go, I guess, like you said.
Can I read that whole thing as like impression, like spin the wheel of anybody you want?
I don't do impression.
Oh, yeah, no,
no
do
I'll
it.
Do it.
Oh, yeah. So we get to choose the impression.
Yeah.
It's tough not to say Chris Walken just because it's one of your
If you like it, then.
Go-tos. Yeah. You want to read this as Chris Walken?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Oh,
fun.
Christopher Walken.
There's nothing on the screen. How do you make these up? Yeah, it's from Ricky Henderson, number 24. Hi, Jake and Amir. I would like to know your opinion on what your POA is for cleanup on ILS. Do you stand up or do you sit? One ply, two ply, or computer paper? Do you go back to front to back, or do you just plug and twist like a fun dip? What's this person's name? Who's that boy?
Oh, John Ralphio. That's our buddy Ben.
John Ralphio uses flushable wipes. That's crazy. How do you feel about those? Anyway, love listening to your show. Happy wiping. Cheers, Ricky. I just hit a double.
Chris, turn two.
He's on balls.
So Chris Walken as Ricky Henderson asking us how you wipe your ass. That's a first for us.
10 year. I got 18 year.
Is there a specific answer? Like you said.
What's computer paper?
Computer paper. I think
he's being funny.
Yeah, he's that.
So he's a funny audience member.
Yeah,
that's good to know.
Stand
up.
That's. Yeah, I stood up till I was 18.
Well, then you always had shit on your cheeks.
I sure did.
Wait, you stood up all the way, or you like
stood up all the way? I stood up, turned around, and would face the toilet as I wiped.
Really?
Insane.
Face the toilet,
dude. I don't know. I didn't even.
He had a very passive, traumatic childhood. I'm not teasing that at all.
But I did.
Yeah, I think we're very similar childhoods. Like, nobody taught me to brush my teeth or comb my fucking hair. See, like, right when my mom got sober when I was 12, all of a sudden my shit's, like, combed down the middle. I look nice. All my fever blisters are gone. No more AIDS.
Wow.
Well, I don't want to get it again.
No, congrats on beating it, by the way.
Thank you, buddy.
So
We've extolled the virtues of bidets, so I'll do it again. Get a bidet. It's not a difficult addition to your toilet, and it's a game changer, as
you said.
And
go front to back. I mean, Christ.
Yeah, front to back, bidet.
Did he go? He went front to back. Christ did.
Jesus?
The thief not named. It's Barabbas, Jesus, and who? Some guy off to the side of the stage the other night goes, it's Barabbas. I go, thanks. Did you fucking Shazam that?
Like, what the fuck? How do you know how it's said? That some was, guy said it to you.
No, Barabbas.
But there's a thief not named. There's a thief on either side of Christ. They never say the other guy's name.
Oh, right. Because the Barabbas is the guy.
He's Daniel Baldwin.
Barabbas is the guy that got taken off the cross for
right.
Jesus,
was the, he was like the Che Guevara of like that area because Christ was from Nazareth. He was like, you know, if it was modern times, they'd be throwing rocks at tanks and they were like trouble.
Right, right.
Like, fuck the authority, man. This money shit, like, there's a better way.
That's cool.
And they're like, no, Barabbas, that's our lead singer. And the third guy's like, I don't even get a fucking name?
This sucks.
Shut up, Danny Baldwin. You hush.
Yeah, it's up to us to interpret his name for him.
So you wipe front Danny to back, Baldwin. Sitting down. I like to spread my ass cheeks before I shit.
Yeah.
Because I wipe my ass interminably. How about this? I wipe my ass for far too long, and sometimes I got to get in the shower.
Wow, the post-shit shower.
Oh, I'm a big shower guy post-shit. We had very similar childhoods, clearly.
Yeah, and it's like maybe it's your diet. I had a girlfriend tell me, it's like you got to take psyllium husks, but the whole bottle just goes, don't choke. You're going to choke on these unless you drink a gallon of water per two. I'm like, what the fuck is in this capsule that I can choke to death? It's going to clean out my colon?
I would take a pill that made it so that every time I shit, I get one of those magic, I wipe and it's just already
clean. You have to eat
deals.
Toilet paper.
Bruce Smirnoff, a comedian, never had toilet paper in his house. He had so much, like, not sponsored, Metamucil or something like that. He goes, we're the only animal that wipes our ass because it's what we eat. So we had a very specific diet and a lot of whatever that stuff is called, like its actual job, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
And he said he never had to wipe his ass.
That's insane. Well, you at least check. Shouldn't he at least check?
You just did walking.
You at least check.
He just did it perfectly. I'm being serious.
What is his accent, by the way? Like, nobody.
It's Queens, New York.
But, like,
my parents had
talk
a
like that.
Toilet chain and Flushing. I'll be walking. This actually happened. Ask me what my wife does for a living.
What does your wife do for a living?
Who, bitch? That was his answer.
Oh, my God.
Ask me what the worst part about doing the Deer Hunter was.
What's the worst part? What was the worst part about doing Deer Hunter?
The slopes.
This really happened, too?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Everything I say happened. Otherwise, I can't do the impression. I feel like a fucking... I think it might go a little something like this. So you wipe front to back. We're all in agreement.
Yeah.
And we use toilet paper provided. Period.
Yeah.
So if it's one ply, you can just make it two
right,
ply.
Right. You don't have to like...
Fold it up.
Yeah.
You got it.
Very nice.
And while seated...
Paper, you crumple it and uncrumple it.
Because when you stand up, you're... putting like your ass cheeks back over like the prairie dog's head there.
Yeah. If I can't get the shit off with toilet paper, I'll hop in the shower because ruin my day.
It's a full body bidet.
It'll ruin my day.
Buddy, you are fucking awesome.
That was so genuine.
It is genuine. It is a full body bidet. I was in Easton, Pennsylvania visiting my family last week, and I just couldn't wipe it. So I just went in the shower, my full body bidet.
Yeah.
And I just crouched but only the tub part was going.
You can just shit in the shower.
That's what I had to do.
Jump in the toilet.
You got to get fingers involved in everything. Like, this ain't right. You never know when you're going to be,
the trigger.
Asked to show that starfish.
That's right.
What's POA?
Since we're out of time, do you have any last things you wanted to promote, plug, mention before we have to get out of here?
No, I'm just happy to be with you guys for real. Like, I'm, you know, if you guys are in LA listening, Hollywood Improv on Melrose by Fred Siegel. It's only $20, August 11th, and 2 weeks after, another Saturday, it's on their website. But I don't really give a shit. Listen to my podcast. Hit subscribe. You don't have to listen to it. Just hit subscribe. I don't know.
It's actually better if you don't listen for bandwidth purposes.
Just come up to me in the street and go, what's up, Eagle?
Well, that's cool.
Something weird.
Yeah. Sweet. That way they know they listen to this show specifically.
Yeah.
It's like a specific coupon code for you.
Like if he's going to be Prince and Sting and like The Edge and Bono, like I'll be fine. I'm Eagle.
Then. Yeah.
And I'll hook you up. I'll drop it. Because Sting's not going to go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he would never.
His name's Gordon.
People don't know that.
Method Man. Clifford.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Fuck these guys.
Make your own destiny, I guess.
Let's get rich. Let's just get some fucking money.
That's what it's about, man.
Fuck Tucker. Tucker sucks.
If you have your own questions or theme songs, the email address is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Luke was so good, he sent us a closing theme song, too. So thank Luke Knutson, and thanks to Jay Moore for coming by.
Thank you.
Regaling us with your stories. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.
That was the show from J&A. Did they help you survive your day? You had a problem, they had the cure. They told you what you didn't even know before. Oh, J&A, did you even help us at all? If I were you, it's not just any other podcast show.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.